With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The man suspected in the Trump assassination attempt camped outside a Florida golf course with food and a rifle for almost 12 hours. That's according to court documents. The suspect, 58-year-old Ryan Ruth, faces two federal charges, including possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. President Biden is denouncing political violence.
In the aftermath of another close call involving the life of Donald Trump, the president said,
"No place in political violence for political violence in America. None. Zero. Never."
He said taking up arms to settle political differences makes no sense.
"America suffered too many times the tragedy of an assassin's bullet. It solves nothing."
Meanwhile, Trump is blaming Joe Biden and Kamala Harris for inspiring violence with their comments that he's a threat to democracy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Americans loosened the purse strings a bit last month at retailers.
The Commerce Department reports retail sales ticked up 0.1% from July to August. Online retailers, sporting goods stores, and home and garden stores reported higher sales. The data indicate that consumers are still able to spend more despite the cumulative impact of 3 years of excess inflation and higher interest rates.
Correspondent Jeremy House says the bump in spending comes as Fed policymakers meet this week to decide what to do about interest rates. An announcement on rates is due tomorrow. Israel says halting Hezbollah's attacks in the north in order to allow the area's residents to return is now an official war goal as it considers a wider military operation in Lebanon. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have been trading higher so far. The Dow is up 156 points. The Nasdaq ahead 153. This is SRN News. Pope Francis does it again.
The pontiff has sparked outrage within and without the Catholic Church by stating that, quote, all religions are a path to God during his recent visit to Singapore. Francis explained that various different faiths are just, quote, different languages to arrive at God. The Pope has already stirred up trouble in the church with what many see as his embrace of homosexuality and gay marriage. Both conservative Catholics and Protestant leaders are criticizing his latest comments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian pastor from California has been freed from China after almost 20 years behind bars, is now back home in the U.S. David Lin, who is 68 years old, was detained after he entered China in 2006, convicted of contract fraud, and sentenced to life in prison. A charge is frequently used by China against leaders in the House Church movement, which operates outside state-sponsored faith groups in communist China. This is SRN News. Senator Marsha Blackburn calling for final approval of a bill. It's aimed at increasing children's digital safety and their privacy.
Senator Blackburn released a video Monday calling for the immediate passage of the Kids Online Safety Act, or COSA. The bill would require social media platforms to, quote, design for safety and to have that duty of care. It would place new limits on the types of features media platforms could offer to children amid growing concern about dangerous content and the sale of drugs, including those laced with fentanyl. It's passed the Senate but stalled in the House over concerns about government limitations on free speech. Bob Agner reported.
A Native American tribe is trying to persuade a U.S. judge to extend a temporary ban on exploratory drilling for lithium, a project in Arizona. It's near lands that tribal members have used for religious as well as cultural ceremonies for centuries. More details at SRNNews.com.